This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line. It is a Monday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
All right, here we are, partly cloudy today from the Skywatch weather forecast in 78, the daytime high. Pretty warm yesterday. We were out and about a little bit, and boy, once that sun came out, it got nice and warm, especially if you were doing much moving. Tonight, cloudy. Rain showers and thunderstorms after midnight, a low at 58, and cooler tomorrow with rain showers and slight chance of thunderstorms, a high 68, and 52 now from your official weather station, WILO. And, Ken, after you left Friday, we got a press release from the Indiana State Police concerning the Delphi murder investigation of the two girls. Do you think that's just an update this morning? They've been pretty hush-hush about that.
I think that's a part of it, yes.
They did say something on the press release concerning...
A new direction.
A new direction, yeah. So I'm...
I think it's an update slash the direction they're heading in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would be great if they had some kind of lead or arrest or something that was just, you know...
I would say that's probably, unless somebody has confessed recently, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. It's and it gets... Those cases get cold, don't they?
They do in a hurry, especially if people got, you know, keep their mouth shut.
Right. So that is what time in Delphi this morning?
Noon.
Noon today.
Yep.
So Ken will be there as a WILO news guy.
Yep, I'm headed up there.
We'll be able to talk about that maybe this afternoon or sometime tomorrow morning. So that's going on today. And, of course, you can see that streamed across a whole host of places online, too. So I'll probably be trying to watch it around noon if I'm around. Coming up in, a week from tomorrow, Ken, is going to be our Frankfort mayoral candidate forum, I guess, if you will, or debate.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that here on WILO.
And I've got two of them this week. So
yeah, it's going to be busy for you.
It'll be Wednesday and Thursday night, 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, that'll be pretty good. And at least it starts at 6 to where it's a little early to get out of there, hopefully. So we'll hope so anyway. Barnes and Bloom's coming up, too, at the Frankfort Community Public Library. We'll talk about that in a moment after we talk with Larry on a Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. It looked to me like a lot of that Mueller report was redacted.
It does kind of look that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a shame. Of course, what I'm sort of hearing is that the politicians got a lot more to report than we did.
Yeah, yeah, they gave them a larger swath of it.
But it's sad. Here we paid all that money for it. We didn't get it, the information. And when Republicans did the thing about... watch his face. They released almost all of it.
Yeah, with Clinton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it political again.
Mm-hmm. I understand the national security and confidential things. You know, I'd like to give the benefit of the doubt there, but you know, it depends on who you talk to at this point. Everybody has their own take on things. I think. I saw some pundit over the weekend say something. I think he's an editor with the Washington Post, and I thought it was very, very well put. He said something along the lines of, everybody saw what they wanted to in this report, and everybody saw a little of something they didn't want to see in this report.
Yeah, I kind of probably agree with that if I've seen the report, because you see what you want to see.
Right.
And you read it, and with lawyers, man, if I know lawyers, they can write a report that says everything and nothing.
Right, yeah. Well, the thought was from some of the Democrats I heard talking over the weekend was that there's enough, you know, there's three or four big-name Democrats came out for in favor of impeachment with enough in this for obstruction and stuff. So we'll see. It seems like I was sad when Nancy Pelosi said Thursday or Friday night that she didn't want to impeach the president. And the reason I was sad is because I was agreeing with Nancy Pelosi. It was a little scary.
Well, you know, sometimes we have to agree with the opposition whether we like to or not.
That's right. That's right.
To shock you, Vern Casper and I agreed quite a bit about some things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't want him impeached. And I don't want him found guilty because I don't want the vice president to step in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that would be a bigger disaster than what we have right now.
I agree.
And because it just fascinates me. But what I'm wondering, there's still 16 other charges or whatever investigations going on.
Mm-hmm.
Besides this one.
Yeah. You don't hear much about those.
No, you don't hear a bloody thing about them. So what are they about? And I still think one of them should be about treason.
Yeah.
Because he's still told secrets.
Well, you never know. You never know, Larry. I mean, there's some Democrats still pretty mad.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about Democrats. I don't want it to be political investigations. I want it to be justice investigation.
Justice Department.
You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, yeah.
I want it to be legal and be honest and be fair. Just because I think the clown committed treason when he give all them secrets to the Russians in some of them meetings don't mean that that's treason. It's just my personal opinion.
Right.
Because I'm from the old school, and you didn't do anything for the Russians to help them to be against us, if you know what I'm trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just... I was raised where we was about 45 minutes away from total annihilation.
Right, sure. The atomic clock, right? The nuclear clock, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just, anytime a president gives our opponent, and Russia's still our opponent, I don't care what the NRA says.
Yeah, Russians aren't good guys. I agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not our friend.
Oh, no. But I've heard some guys from the NRA say they are, so I don't know. So anyway, just have a great day.
You too, buddy.
And it's so bloody, I'm so bloody upset about having to stay in this chair. That's not funny.
With the nice weather, yeah.
Yeah, I got about 3 more weeks of it.
Well, you take care of yourself, and that'll be 3 weeks. The weather will be a little better for you, and you'll be able to get outside, move around a little bit, get you some sun. Yeah.
Now I got one more quick comment, and then I'll get out of here.
Okay.
It did not rain yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we won't, the next 7 Sundays should be clear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's an old, my grandmother told me that, or grandfather, that if it rained on Easter Sunday, it would rain for the next 7 Sundays, and that's pretty true. It didn't rain Sunday yesterday, so it should be 7 clear Sundays in a row.
Well, we'll take it. That's beautiful. I like that.
I do, too.
I like those old wives' tales. They're usually a little more accurate than you think they might be.
That's true, too. We'll let you go.
All right, Larry, we appreciate that phone call, as always. Well, Senator Mike Lee, Ken, says impeaching President Trump would be a mistake. On CBS's Face the Nation, the Utah Republican said the Mueller report provided no evidence of collusion, which he says is the number one takeaway. I think I would agree with him on that. But there's still a lot of unanswered questions on this, and I don't know if those questions will ever get answered, right?
I'd be shocked to even get asked.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's interesting that Congress gets a little bigger report and with less things redacted, and I'm watching that really closely because I'm looking for leaks, you know?
Well, I can understand why, because the government feels that we, the people, cannot handle the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
They always have felt that
way. Yeah, you can't handle the truth. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I think we can. Now, I saw a thing on CBS Sunday morning yesterday. Somebody was filling in for Gene Pauley, and I just enjoy watching that. And they did a special on Mayor Pete Buttigieg from South Bend. And, you know, this guy, he's 37. He's a vet. He is gay. He is married. He is the mayor of South Bend. I can't help but like the guy, but he said his number one thing he wants to take care of is the Electoral College. So that goes out the window with me because I love the Electoral College as is.
But here, the problem is, this still goes back to this. The Electoral College, they can say whatever they want to say about it, but it is not a true representation of the American public.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is take six states and you're home free.
Right.
That should never ever happen.
Well, if the Electoral College was done away with, there would be like two little cities or two big cities that would determine the election every time.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah. L.A., Chicago, New York, those would be the ones. And, you know, it would be leaving large swaths of people.
But you are assuming those people are going to vote.
Yeah, yeah. That is an assumption.
And that's something you should never do is assume.
Well, if you look at it, I mean, didn't Hillary win the popular vote last time?
It doesn't really matter who wins the popular vote. I'm just saying.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying, though, is that if they really want to go off the basis that every vote counts, which in this state would mean a hill of beans if the Electoral College was eliminated. You know, I mean, it's not in effect now.
I just think our founding fathers were brilliant to put in the Electoral College.
Well, right? I think this is where I'm going to start getting a little bit, you know. The thing of it is that our founding fathers never dreamed of some of the things that have happened over the years, such as guns and war and all that kind of stuff. This world has evolved a heck of a lot further than what they ever could have dreamed.
Sure.
But see, the problem is nobody wants to go against what is already written, which should have been done and updated years ago.
Yeah.
So consequently, that's one of the problems we got.
Well, I mean, they had guns and wars and stuff back then.
But not the types of guns that we have now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm driving at.
Yeah.
And you got the Looney Tunes out there with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the Looney Tunes. But most gun-owning Americans are not the problem. You know, they've got guns. They've got a lot of guns, and they have a lot of ammo. If they were the problem, we'd know it, right?
Here's the problem with that statement, though. They're the ones that are advocating all that, and that just fuels more fuels the ones who really want to go use the guns.
Yeah, the weird idiot crazies.
So all they need to do is just shut their mouths.
Yeah.
And they'd be a lot better off.
Well, their thought is that, you know, someone's trying to take away their guns, you know. But I just have a problem with doing away with the Electoral College. I think it works the way it is.
Well,
you know,
I think you may be starting to become the minority on that, and I may be the minority as well. But you know,
I hate gerrymandering, but I read an article over the weekend at the New York Post that there's a lot of people moving out of New York, mm-hmm. so they will have less, electoral.
You were saying about New York, Chicago, L.A. All right, if you look at everything that you just said, and the problem is all three of those cities are losing people.
Yes.
So those cities will not be a big part of will not be a huge factor in election if you get rid of the Electoral College.
I don't know. Maybe in a few years not, but I like the Electoral College.
You love Donald Trump
is.
Too much. Let's just admit
no,
it. Yeah,
no.
You do.
You know, I wasn't an Obama fan, but I accepted that because of the Electoral College. I accepted it.
You know, I accepted Trump, too, but that doesn't mean I love him.
No, but I accepted it. After Obama won, I wasn't out there saying, do away with the Electoral College, you know. No. So anyway, I was impressed by Pete Buttigieg. The more I watch him and hear him talk, he's level-headed, he's calm, I like his demeanor. I'm pretty impressed. But not for the Electoral College. And if that's Larry calling back to talk about gerrymandering, I'm sorry I started that conversation. 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 1-800-447-4463. Larry Price is going to join us in the studio here at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Frankfort Rotary Club Centennial Celebration. What is centennial? Is that 100 years?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that's pretty cool. They've been here for 100 years in Frankfort. Carl Lane, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Kevin and Ken. I'm very shocked that you said that about Pete, the mayor of Fort Wayne.
Hey,
our country went that far south that you can show them on Meet the Press, kissing and hugging and everything. I'm not against that kind of stuff, but please do it behind closed doors. I mean, if the Democratic Party wants to do it, you got Bernie Sanders, Pete, you know what.
Mayor Pete.
And how do you think the Democrats... Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to win by a landslide.
Agreed.
Because what are you going to do? Everybody's bringing up all the women that President Trump and Bill Clinton and then Kennedy had. What are they going to bring up now? All this other stuff on Pete?
Yeah.
Pete the Fort Wayne guy.
Well, South Bend.
South Bend.
Yeah.
Now, this is ridiculous. If anything would drive me to Canada to get out of the United States would be something like this if they got elected. I would give up on my country, I think, over something like this.
Well, I'm pretty conservative, but I don't seem to have too much problem with... I mean, it makes me a little uncomfortable seeing him kiss his husband yesterday on CBS Sunday morning.
Well, that's ridiculous. Keep it behind closed. I'm not against that. I understand this society we live in today. It's went so far south, it's pathetic.
I would tend to agree with that, but this is the world we live in, sort of, you know, and I try to see both sides of things and listen to people regardless of their, but I agree with you. I mean, the Democratic Party is so far left and they're so crazy at this point. They don't stand for anything other than we hate Donald Trump.
Well,
and that won't get you far.
To me, there's no two sides to it.
Yeah, I'm a Trump fan. I'm on the Trump train, no doubt.
This country is in God we trust. Just stay underneath what the Bible says. And I know it's hard, and have I done it always? No, I have not. But don't change our whole country. Don't change our whole country. And that's what they're preaching on the TV and everything. You know, I just think this is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What, Pete Buttigieg being gay?
It's not that he's gay. It's don't get on national TV and start kissing your husband in front of everybody.
Yeah, I wondered if America was ready for that or not, you know?
No, they're not.
I would tend to agree.
No, you're not. I mean, that's just sad. That's just, I mean, and I'm not against gay people.
Yeah.
I got some gay friends.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep it behind closed doors.
Well, the beautiful thing about the Constitution is it gives everyone rights. You know, these homosexuals come out wanting special rights and everything. They have just as much rights as you and I, Carl. So they shouldn't be screaming for we need special rights or extra rights. I mean, most people accept it this day and age, you know. It's not, it may not make you feel right, but it's protected under the Constitution, right?
I guess I just don't understand it. I just can't understand it. Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
I appreciate that, Carl. You too. And I don't know if it's a because I'm pretty conservative, Ken. But I just if that's what you do, that's what you do, man. I don't, you know, I've worked with homosexual people both in and out, right? Uh-huh. Some who have told me, you know, who have worked for me, who uh-huh. have told me that they're gay, but they're not out yet, and that's okay. It actually hits kind of close to home. With me, I've got a daughter who's uh-huh. A little not sure, you know, what her sexual orientation is right now. And that's okay, too, right? God bless America. But it's, you know, I don't know. It's a sticky situation because you don't want to be, you know, I'm not like the John Birch Society. I'm so far right. I'm wrong. You know, but this is the world we live in, and the Constitution protects it for us, you know. So there you go. God bless America. I know I'm probably shocking some party line listeners out there this morning, and I'm not saying I'm voting for Pete, and I'm not saying that I don't like my conservative values, but I'm just saying I'm trying to watch everything and learn, you know. I keep going back to compromise doesn't mean cowardice, right? Sometimes we got to agree and talk and reach across the aisle there. So on a lighter note, a new study, Ken, says marijuana users don't gain as much weight as people who don't smoke pot. That may go against people's instincts that they may gain more weight due to the what? The munchies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Researchers with Michigan State University studied a group of people over 3 years. They found that everyone gained weight during the course of the study, but people who smoked pot gained less weight than people who didn't smoke it. Researchers say they're not sure exactly why it happens, but they point out that no one should use marijuana as a way to maintain or lose weight. We often hear about that medically, right?
Mm-hmm.
With people maybe, you know, helping with the pain or when you're undergoing chemotherapy or something like that to help with your to give you an appetite, basically, right? To help you do that. And it has been proven that marijuana will help calm your stomach and can maybe, you know, keep you from getting sick after some of that stuff. So if you use it right and do that, but that is kind of interesting. So I've not seen this yet, but I'm sure I'll see it on Facebook here in the next couple of days. Did you read about the Shell On Challenge?
No, I've just read it this morning. It's stupid.
Okay. Doctors are warning kids and teenagers not to take part in the latest Shell On Internet Challenge. It calls for you to eat foods with the packaging or shell still on, like a sandwich in a plastic bag or an unpeeled banana. Yuck. While doctors say that fruit rinds are not typically dangerous, they warn that the plastic wrapping around food contains chemicals that have been tied to cancer. Well, yeah. They also say that the plastic can simply make you choke. Well, yeah. But this is the latest thing, man. This is just, I'm waiting to see somebody eat a sandwich with plastic coating on it. What the heck are they thinking? Holy horse, cow, Batman. I don't know. So the Shell On, make sure you unpackage your sandwiches before you eat them, okay? As we say good morning to Russ Casper.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. I wanted to spice up your morning with a kind of a human interest story. I have a niece in Oklahoma in about 2 or 3 weeks. She's getting married, and guess who she asked to be one of the bridesmaids?
This is a tough one. Not you.
No.
Okay.
No. My wife's mother, 93 years old, is going to stand up.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. Yeah, yeah.
That takes a pretty, a pretty well balanced, 24 year old to say, hey, I want my best friends up there, and my grandma is going to stand up with me at the wedding. So she's kind of excited about it, and so here she laughs every time she thinks about it.
So she's going to be a bridesmaid, huh?
She's going to be a bridesmaid at
That's pretty
age
cute.
93. We might take a picture. Maybe it'll go viral. Maybe it won't. And maybe it's not that unusual. I don't know. But
you know, you'd think you'd hear more about it. I've not heard the story like that. That one might go viral. Is that this summer then?
Yeah, that's okay. About two or three weeks.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
It's... I anything to get us off of Mueller, you know.
I'm moving on.
I've about had my fill. You know?
Right.
It's like Bernie Sanders said about Clinton's redacted emails, 32,000 pages of redacted emails.
Right. Know? Right. Yeah, we didn't get to see one of those hardly, did we?
They kind
of
got redacted. They were even defeated if they got redacted. So they got
scrubbed from the server.
With bleach bait.
That's right.
Bleach, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, every time somebody brings up redaction, how about bleaching 32,000? That's redaction.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get me started on that one. There should have maybe there'll be an investigation on that.
I thought we could talk about weddings and 93-year-old standing up at a wedding.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I need to see a picture of that. Make sure you save that for us, Russ.
And we'll be having our last bid for bargains in a while on Wednesday, and we'll have some Texas Roadhouse going in on that one.
Oh, very good. Yum yum.
And some This Old Farm certificates too. So we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Very good. We appreciate the call, Russ.
All right, you bet.
Thank you, sir. Flint, Michigan residents, Ken, can now sue the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. U.S. District Judge Linda Parker has issued a 45-page ruling saying residents who have sued presented enough facts to hold the government liable for its response to the problem or lack of. This is pretty sad that they don't have this taken care of, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my gosh, this is people's drinking water, right? And today is Earth Day. Make sure you pick up some trash, okay? It's the anniversary of the birth of the environmental movement. Earth Day looks to inspire new ideas and bring people to action. There will be events held all over the world today. They're meant to educate the public with new ways to live sustainably. For instance, recycling, reducing household energy use, and saving water. Yeah, kids, please turn off the lights when you leave the room. My gosh, I can't get the kids in that habit. Once they get in the habit, they'll be okay, but I can't get them to do it. Some of today's events will also recognize organizations that work year-round to improve the quality of the environment. So all kinds of events today, and it is Earth Day, and it's a good day to just take that for what it's worth. I was seeing real quick that Tuesday night, I think it's NBC's having a special on the year 1969. They're going to show that Tuesday night, Ken. And I got thinking, that's 50 years ago, right? 1969 was 50 years ago. It's crazy. And considering I was born in 74, that means I'm going to be 45 in about 2 weeks. So that kind of hit me like a ton of bricks over the weekend, too. So I'm going to go digress on that, and we'll come back with more Wylo's Party Line next.